The institutionalized genocide of the undesirables. So she, Miss, what's her name? Karen Hunt. She's talking about this movie. I've never seen it. Plan 75. It's a Japanese film. Close to 30% of Japan's population is over 65. The majority, women. And that rate is expected to continue rising in the coming decades. In other words, the population of Japan is like the population of the Mike Church Show listening audience. Getting old, older, and dying. They don't have a solution, and neither do I. But I'm working on it. In the movie, Our Lady of Snows, help us. In the movie, anybody over 75 is encouraged to sign up for a deal with the government by which they receive a sum of money in returning for agreeing to be euthanized. Did you know this? Did we watch this movie? I want to say that I've seen this. A collective funeral is thrown in for free. Slick ad campaigns and calls from people with soothing voices are part of the effort to get people to sign up. Handsome advisors list the small pleasures candidates could afford with the money. You'll be able to go to a restaurant, says one. On the face of it, the government's Plan 75 is full of goodwill and friendliness and pragmatism, but in truth, it is both very cruel and shameful, says the director, Shi Hayakawa. The aging of the population is not a recent problem. I've always heard people discussing it. When I was young, a long life was considered to be a good thing. People had respect for older people. That's no longer the case. You know, I began the show today, and maybe I should have made this the placard for today. Why do all the powers and principalities hate all of us so much? They even hate them in Japan. They hate humans in Japan. They hate old humans in Japan. Quite insidiously, Miss Hunt continues, people are coming to accept that certain segments of society need to be removed for the good of the whole. For example, who declares rapidly spreading monkeypox outbreak a global health emergency? This is all, and yesterday the Biden regime followed suit. This is all part of the Biden regime's push to incorporate its additional amendments into the World Health Organization's governing regulations, giving Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus unilateral authority to declare a public health emergency in any nation based on whatever evidence he chooses. We should be well familiar with the pattern. In January 2020, recall the WHO, the WHO, declared the Corona Doom outbreak a global health emergency. We all now know that that was fake. That it was not a health emergency of any sort. All it was a very public accounting of what turned out to be a nominally active flu season that happened a little late. You know, in the beginning of my research on the Corona Doom, remember me telling you, giving you the statistics of what the average number of people that were dying from pneumonia every year was 178,000. The average number of people that were dying from ILI, influenza-like illnesses, was over 200 and some odd thousand. There was no increase, not a single freaking digit increase in the all-cause mortality for the year that was 2020. True story. But when they started forcing the jib jab, the Franken jab on people in 2021, baby, there was then a shocking rise in all-cause mortality, which has continued this year. And the powers and principalities can't seem to figure it out. Well, I can figure it out. I can tell you exactly what's going on. Young and old are dying in greater numbers because they were Franken-jabbed. Simple as that. That's the reason. Shut up if you don't believe that. It can be demonstrably, scientifically, and numerically proved. And it has been. Go ask the people that write health insurance policies these days if what I just told you is the truth. And then she says, at that stage, mysterious corona doom had sickened around 9,800 people worldwide and killed 213 of them in China.
China.
By April 2020, an article in Politico talked about the silent massacre of Italy's nursing homes. In Italy, France, Ireland, Spain, and Belgium, between 42 and 57% of deaths from the virus took place in nursing homes. In the UK, care homes were accused of using powerful sedatives like midazolam to make corona doom victims die more quickly. Use of these drugs increased by 100%. 100% during the height of the shamdemic. By the by, the first clue that we had in February of 2020 that the corona doom was a Chinese WHO Great Reset New World Order, World Economic Forum, Bill and Melinda Gates, Arch, the stakeholders, hoax was that what they didn't tell you, but what I discovered and I told you in February 2020, the reason those people were dying and it looked like a shamdemic in Italy was because it was concentrated in the Lombard region. Where's the Lombard region? Northeast Italy. Why does that matter? Well, that's where almost all of Italy's manufacturing facilities are. Why does that matter? Well, a couple of things. Number one, the air quality is the worst in all the EU there. And they have like a perpetual fog. You think you got fog or smog in Los Angeles? Lombard's got you beat. Secondly, guess who they brought in to work in the factories because the Italians are all getting old too.
Chinamen.
Guess what region of China most of the people that they brought in to work in the factories in Lombard were from? Wuhan. Coincidence? No, it wasn't a coincidence. If you were listening back in February 2020, I told you this. We were going through the stats and going like, there is no shamdemic here. I don't even know that there's a thing called COVID-19. Never isolated, never purified, never the four steps. They only got the number two. They never got the number three. Replicated and then used to infect someone. She continues, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo Quattle sent thousands of ill elderly patients to die in nursing homes. This is true. All the while giving an Emmy-awarded performance to a gullible public. The media swiftly switched gears when the truth came to light, bombarding the public with Cuomo's abusive actions towards women. This became the reason for his resignation. Most people have forgotten about that, but no one, Janice Dean, you know, the weather lady for Fox News, was writing every day about this guy is killing old people, and he killed my mother-in-law, and then my father-in-law got the flu, and he went to a home, and Cuomo killed him too. If criminals get away with crimes, they don't stop. They do it again and again the next time, becoming even more emboldened, which is what I told you. The sodomites are now out telling people that they're going to orgies and they're getting the monkeypox. Justin, come hither, Tommy. Tell the people the story about where is the city of New Orleans passing out 7,000 monkeypox vaccinations?
At the gay club Phoenix.
Gee, I wonder why they picked a homo club. I thought everybody could get the faggot pox.
And you also got the Louisiana Department of Health saying, hey, get the vaccines, and they're publicizing it on Grindr.
Oh, so they use a sodomite hookup act to advertise Pfizer's monkeypox vaccine. But it's not a homo disease, they tell us. Everyone is threatened by monkeypox. So whatever you do, keep anal fornication going between men, but just get vaccinated before you do it. Oh, and if you happen to scratch your bum because you got monkeypox before going in to the Schwagmans or the Rouses or the Winn-Dixie. You know, it'd be nice if you, you know, wash your hands. But if you don't, it's okay. We'll get vaccinated too. Un-ba-frickin-leavable. But then again, is there really anything any of us can say today that is truly unbelievable? You know what would be unbelievable to me? That Joe Biden, regime leader Biden, went to a Latin mass, went to confession, did a penance, and then properly received the Eucharist. That would be unbelievable to me. That's something I wouldn't believe. And then Ms. Hunt continues, according to the WHO's procedures, the three criteria for a declaration of a global health emergency are that it's an extraordinary event. Okay, the Decadence Festival is coming up in the city of New Orleans. What is the answer to 250,000 raving sodomite wackos, lusting, drooling sodomites descending on a city that still has a significant number of families with children in it? What's the answer?